Hello, welcome to the Reflective Meditation Podcast. We're so glad you're here. In each episode, we offer a short Dharma talk that discusses the Dharma and how it may appear in our daily lives. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. After the talk, you're invited to meditate for 15 minutes or as long as you please. And then, if you wish, we also invite you to journal about anything that came up for you in your meditation.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you this morning. And before I start my talk, this week we've been announcing a new program for the daily online meditation or reflective meditation generally. And that is the opportunity to participate in welcoming orientation for anybody who might be new or newish. And even if you've been here a while and you'd like to set up a conversation, that's available. You just send an email to the daily online meditation at gmail.com, and we can, there's a group committee that will get you set up, connect you with a longtime meditator. So I know I've already participated in one of these, and it was a very enjoyable experience.
Bill, could I say that website is dailyonlinesangha@gmail.com?
Oh, sorry. Dailyonlinesangha. All right. @gmail.com. All right. Thank you. So this morning, the title of my talk is My Dukkha, Your Anicca. Anicca being impermanence. So this week's theme is about whether Dharma teachings fit into your experience, or do they remain kind of conceptual and you can't really get into it. Maybe you keep them at arm's length, so to speak. So I thought about this. I'm going to talk about dukkha and anicca, impermanence, in terms of my own experience and how sometimes, but not always, I relate to them. And your experience may be quite different. So my dukkha, your anicca. First, dukkha. In my own life, dukkha seems to arise for a while and then be absent for a while, though there may always be an undercurrent of slight anxiety or stress. And when it's absent, I sometimes feel it's kind of hard to bring dukkha into a clear focus. I can use my memory and my imagination to try to make it more real. You know, a memory of my dog having to be put down because of an old injury, or imagining myself getting older and not being able to do some of the things that I like to do. When strong dukkha is present, I may find myself so immersed in it that it's difficult to look at it through the lens of the Dharma. That dukkha is part of human experience, not all of our experience, and it's present in others as well as for me. It's my dukkha, and it's overwhelming, and I can't see it as a concept at all. And I'm so caught up in it that I don't recognize the dukkha of others. For example, last week I was sick with a virus of some kind, a cold, or anyway, I didn't feel well, and also had lots of thoughts about not being able to do what I usually do, that I was not being productive at all, impatient to get over it, you know, the so-called second arrow. And eventually I settled down and found an attitude that this is okay, this is a passing thing. I'm simply a person recovering from an illness, something most, if not all, people experience. But the onset of the illness definitely circumscribed my world. I wasn't really open to how others were suffering. This was my dukkha, and there wasn't anything else. There were times when the suffering of others got through to me, a friend of mine having his own physical difficulties, reading about some new suffering in Gaza. Some of that got through to me. And when the dukkha of others got through to me, it seemed to expand my horizons a bit. This was not just my dukkha. On the other hand, anicca, or impermanence, is difficult for me to experience personally. That I am changing, I am this changing being, not some solid and enduring self. It's easy to see the landscape changing with the seasons, or the river moving by every second, or how an old friend you haven't seen for a while, wow, how he's aged. For me, it's hard to see myself as this constantly changing thing. It doesn't occur to me, unless I'm looking closely, that I am aging, that my abilities are changing, that my views are shifting a bit. It's your anicca. Others may be changing. The environment may be shifting. My house may need repairs. My cat may be slowing down a bit. My friends are looking a little older. But me, I'm not part of this whole impermanence thing. It's your anicca, not my anicca. Of course, I'm exaggerating here, but only a bit. My first impulses are that, you know, that I'm in the middle of this dukkha. I'm the one who is suffering, and that's your anicca. They may be changing, but not me. Of course, dukkha and anicca are two of the three marks of existence. And the third mark of existence, anatta, or non-self, or there's no enduring self, plays a part in all of this. My dukkha, your anicca. Suffering to an enduring self becomes an inward-facing drama. It's all about me. Impermanence to an enduring self becomes about how the world is changing, but not me. To change my relationship with these two teachings, dukkha and anicca, I need to shift my point of view, loosen my sense of self. To see, when I am stuck in my own dukkha, that others are suffering as well. It's almost ironic that that shift in view does provide some relief to me in my own dukkha. And to see, when I notice the impermanence of everything around me, that I am also subject to continuous change, that I'm not this solid, enduring self. And this seems to bring some relief in the sense that whenever I get real, something shifts.
We now invite you to meditate in a position that's comfortable for you for 15 minutes. This can be longer or shorter. There are no hard and fast rules. After your meditation, try journaling about your experience. Was there anything in your meditation that made you curious? If you'd like to join us daily, we meet daily online between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. US Pacific Time. The link to join us can be found at reflectivemeditation.org/daily online. And if you'd like to support our work, please head to reflectivemeditation.org/daily online to offer a donation. Any dana would be gratefully received. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.